sweetest friends, the Shir Shvi'is Chus L'Refuas, Rav Moshe Ben Reizon. We're going to be learning a tshuva from Chacham Rabbi Avadia Yosef in Chiluk Zayin, Yerodea Simen Lamed Aleph. He writes this tshuva on 28th of Nisan, Tavshin Memtes, 1989, to Rav Shalom Kiha, who's the Rav in Kiryas Ekron. So he was asked, Chacham Avadia, if you're allowed to bring the mita of the mace into a shul in order to give a hesped there. So he answers as follows that we see in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Dalet Mem, Sifchaf, Chacham ve'aluf ve'gaon machnisim oto lebeit ha-midrash, u'menichim mitato b'makom she'adoresh, u'matbitim oto sham. If you have a chacham, an aluf, a gaon, a big talmud chacham, you bring him into the beis medrash, you bring his mita there, and there you give him the hesped. The makor is the Ramban in Taurus Adam, Hashem Tshuvas Agon, V'chein Huva Betur. Says Rav Avadia, Muchach Lehedish Lo Tira El Chacham Olav Agon. Stam Talmud Chacham, no, he has to be special, out of the ordinary, extraordinary Talmud Chacham. It's certainly not the masses. And not that the Shulchan Aruch says, Maspidim Talmidu Chacham Min Hashosem V'Yis HaKnes V'Yis HaMedrish Habalo Sharon, that you give a hesped for Talmud Chacham. In a shul, that's, him and not his wife, and him and his wife, that's only to give the hesped. To give a hesped for Talmud Chacham, but to bring the mita in only for Mamish Agon. And so writes Rabbi Yosef Haim in Shut Rav Pe'alim, Asha Menaga Pashut Ubarur Etzlam Midorei Dorot She'en Maspidim Beit HaKnesset Ela Tamidei Chamim Bulvad. The only people who you're maspid in a shul is Tamidei Chachamim, but not anybody else. To bring the mita in, mamish and olaf agon, out of the ordinary, and to give a hesped is a Talmud Chacham. Sefer Chachma Sodom writes, V'ra alai ha-maaseh ma-shenagu lachnis mitat ha-met lebet ha-knesset la-spido b'nei sh'ro'u bo sh'asuken la-admor ha-gaon rashke b'haga gara mi-vilna she-yadur mufursam b'chol ha-olam le-gon v'chassid v'yachid b'daro. So they saw that they do it for the Vilna Gaon, they thought you can do it for everybody. But that's not true. You can't bring the Tum into the shul. Roy Levatel Minag Zeh, he says, no bringing in the mace to a shul. Only somebody like the Vilna Gaon. And the Maram Shik writes in Yoredei and Simen Shin Mem Hei, the Chachmas Adam, intends to mean that even Tamid Chachamim. And he says, besides the fact that the Ramah Paskins in Yerodei Reish Mem Gimel that Bizman Azeh, we don't have a Din Talmud Chacham, and the Makor is the Shut Ma'ari Kolon and Sherish Kuf Samra Gimel, certainly now, in this instance, that you need a Chacham and Aluf, Ein Zeh Nimtza Bizman Azeh. And the Vilna Gaon's not an example, he's off the charts, the Vilna Gaon. But Stam, a person you can't bring into a shul. And even according to the Ma'arit in a tshuva in Simen Mem Zayin, who argues the Ma'arit Kolon, nevertheless, Bivada, he also agrees that Linyan Kamadvarim, that Bizman is there. Every Avrech doesn't have a Din Talmud Chacham. Certainly here, you need an Aluf and a Gaon. So this is no good. This is Vatitamu Asarzi. No right to bring them into the shul. Vehagaon, Sabad Mishpatim. Rabbi Natan Amram Zatzal, Av Beit Din Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, B'tshuva Shehuva B'Sefer Nevei Shalom, Shel Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Hazan, Irer Al Ma Sheyu Noagim Vatrei, Demar Lachnis Mitato Shel Met, Beit HaKnesset L'Svito Shalom. So this great judge, Rav Nasan Amram, who is the Av Beit Din in Alexandria and Mitzrayim, says that this is terrible, that they bring in the mace to give a hesped. It's an Isser, Ish, Isha. And then it seems he made a little mistake there. He says that. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Shema Speedim Talmud Chacham Beveis Knesset Uveveis Medrash Avalo Shara Am. And then he says, Hare Lehedjah Shadafka LaTalmud Chacham Ushamutr LaHachnes Arona LaBeis HaKnesset Avalo LaShara Nashim. So only a Talmud Chacham you can bring his mita in. But not everybody else, but he didn't. He wasn't precise, because what it says in Shulchan Aruch is the hesped, but not the actual mita. For the mita, the person needs to be an aluf and a gom. in the Tshuvas of the Melamed Vahoil, he brings the Chochmas Adam and he writes, Ulam Nerish Shemutr Lahachnas Mitasu Shaladoni Moriv Rabbi Agon Rav Israel Hildesheimer, the Beis Hakinesis Kiugamkan Yachad Bedar Vitar Vachsidus, the Yaga Vitar Yom Velayla by Eretz Katzvi, the Gibor Kari Lamel Bishvil Ani Eretz Israel, Zagreis the Tamat Chacham like Rav Israel Hildesheimer, and somebody who was Mamish Moser Nefesh for Tzedakah for Eretz Israel. And he was an Anvasan, he was a Shafel Berech, he was so humble, he was Mechavid Yirei Hashem, Veloyuman Ki is super Midos of Atrumios. You can't believe how great Midas he had. So, V'chein Bevadei Shu B'chal Chocham Olu V'gon, that him you can bring in the Shul. V'chein Asu La'arono Shamori V'Rabbi Agon Aksaf Sofer also. Also Rabbi Kiva Eger, Seder. But not every person. And Rav Avadia writes, Vizchurani ki brosh chodesh teves tovshin lamites shaz nifter avagon at sadik marbitz tori b'yisrael rabba shal givatayim rabbi Yeshua Moshe asum ha'aseh tamidav v'chinsum mitoto lebet ha'midrash bet ha'knest ha'gadol sham v'ksat hiti ma'aseh spuzeh la'asot ma'aseh v'osamti yad l'peh. So they brought in Rabbi Yeshua Moshe, who was the Rav of Givatayim. They brought his mita into the shul, and Rav Adi said, I wanted to say something, but I put my hands on my mouth and I didn't say anything. And I was somech on Rav Chaim Palagi in Shut Chaim B'yad that the minig in Izmir is shekol rab marbitz Torah sheniftar malichim mitasu machnis and also lebeis haknesses. So he says every rav marbitz Torah. So even if Rabbi Yeshua Moshe wasn't necessarily the gadol hador, but it's enough in our generation. A person who's marbitz Torah can be an aleph and a gaon. But stam atamut chacham, you shouldn't do it. The chash of marbitz Torah, so you have three madrigas. Ideally, only mamish or gaon and aleph, somebody who's out of the ordinary. If not, a little bit more Mekil, any Choshev Amarbitz Torah, that might be Mutter. But beneath that, anybody else, even if the person is a Talmud Chacham, there's no right to bring his Mita into Shul. Asher Alkein, Mashenagu, Mikarov, Bikiryas Ekron, Asrei Demar, Lachnes Stam Neftarim, Lebeis HaKnes, Laspidam, that they're knowing in your town over there in Kiryas Ekron, that they bring the mace, and there must be them, they bring them into the shul, this is a bad thing. They want to find favor in the eyes of their relatives, this minig is Gehenim. So it's a mitzvah to pasha get rid of it. You did a good thing. They protested and you made sure that they ceded, they stopped acting in this way. You can say in my name, but this is not a minhag that the Chachamim like. It's against the Shulchan Aruch, it's against the Poskim. Hashem Yisbaruch Yanchei B'Maglei Tzedek Ligdor Geder V'Lamud V'Peretz V'Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you the koach that you should keep stopping everything that's inappropriate, and keep doing great things. Okay, so that was Siman Lamed Aleph. Now we'll continue on. Siman Lamed Beis. Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Menachemov, Tavshin Lamed Zayin. Now we're in the summer of 77. Remember the summer of 77? I think in Camp Monk. If I'm not mistaken. No, that was the summer of 78. The summer of 77, I was not there yet. Next summer was my first summer. It's going back a long time, sweet friends. Anyway, writes Lechvod Adon Nechba, Dr. Shmuel Sikira, Yoshev Rosh Chevra Kadisha, Peir, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So here he's writing to Dr. Sikira, who's the head of the Chevra Kedisha in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Shalom ubrach v'yesha rav reini ma'asher kabbalat mechtavo ha'yakar bo kotev ben ha'sha'ar beit ha'almim shalano mitukano mevusas ha'yisodot ha'alecha ha'menagei Yisrael v'af pam lo reshenu laniach timonot ha'niftarim b'matzevot ובהיות שיש מתרעמים עלינו, אנו מבקשים להודיענו מעמדתנו זו נכונה ושעלינו להמשיך ולהחזיק תמיד בעמדה זו. So he says that they want to put pictures of the Niftar on the matzeva. Is that a good thing? because we're not allowing it, and now people are fighting against us, and I want to know, am I doing the right thing?
אומר חכם עובדיה, אמת נכון הדבר שרבותינו הפוסקים האחרונים והפוסקים האחרונים אוסרים לעשות כדבר הזה.
You're right, it's אוסר.
וראשם החתם סופר בחלק וב. בלקוטי שוט חתם סופר סימן ד' שנשאל אודות מי שהניח צורת הנפטר בולטת במצבה שעל הקבר.
He was asked about somebody who put the tzura of the nifter on the matseva, and it's bolate. It juts out.
And he says that even though Barabim like a chashta, that if it's Barabim, there's going to be no chshad, I guess, of Avodah Zarah. Mikol Mokom Reikos of Ashach, Shakopanim, and Kesiv Katan Chav Zayin, Shakopanim Mechura Dover. It's ugly, it's disgusting, it's not a good thing to do. And also, we have another problem. Shemiyacha Shederach Akum Lahamit Suras Na Suras.
That's what the goyim do, so it's lesser for us to do.
In the Maram Shik in Yerodeh Simon Kuf Ayin, he discusses somebody who's mamid a matzevus even al kever chosna. Uvacha kukat suras haniftar arosh v'chatzi aguf elyon. Somebody puts a matzev on the kever of his father-in-law. And there's a tzuras hanifta there. There's a rosh, and there's half of his upper body. And he says that since the shach asid and kuf mem aleph siv katan chaf, even b'tzuras shal rosh v'chatzi gufa elyon, v'chein kasfu kama achronim shein lahakel, mem shel siyavitz. So this is going to be aser. And even though the Ikar Isser is on making this form, but many poskim hold that even allowing it to be there is Isser. Because of Chshad. And even though some say, okay, it's only a rabbim like a chashda, but that's only if it belongs to the rabbim, but here it belongs to the yachid. Not only that, a Beis HaKvaros is like a Chatzar HaShutfim. And in a Chatzar HaShutfim, you're not allowed to put something up that the other Shutf is against. And here you have all these Niftarim who are against. They're going in the Derech HaTorah. They don't want to have this Tzuras HaAdam in their Beis HaKvaros. And therefore, your Marad Asra, Rabbi Avram, Anijar, was correct when he answered this. And you have to keep going, B'Mesoris Yisrael. So no Tzuras Adam. Continues, he asks him another question. Whether you're allowed to put the secular date on the Matseva, famous Kasha, famous Shaila. The Maram Shik, in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Nun Vav, was asked about this, writing the name of the mace in Hungarian instead of in Hebrew, and he says, "Ralei amaisa mikametam echad meisha beis ha'almin ukechatzar ashutfin ve'afilu darav shalcholei echad meisha shutfin reshali shanis davar." First of all, it's a makom of shutfin, so even in a secular matter, you're not allowed to change. But certainly, this is against the minhag, and you can't. This guy can't come into the Beis HaKvaros and mess it up for everybody else. So no writing in Hungarian. Minig Yisrael Torah, and also it's a Beis HaAlmin, it's a holy place, like the Eliyahu Rabbi writes, Tzrichim Linog Bokavo, with no Kalas Rosh, no eating, no drinking. So therefore he was very very against this, only Lashon HaKodesh, and not in a foreign language.
Same thing in the Shu'at Shaarei Tzedek in Yoredei Siman Kuf Tzadi Tes. He also says nothing in a foreign language, only in Lashon HaKodesh. And he brings various other sources that also say the same thing. And then he brings the Shu'at Maharam Shik in Kuf Ayin Aleph in Yoredei, that writing the secular date is even a bigger aveira, that it's Isra Dairaisa, B'Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, that one is over on this Isra, according to the Chasach Maram Shik, of mentioning names of other gods, because then when you use the date, then you're remembering Yashka. Right? Because why are you, you're not allowed to mention names of foreign gods, so when you say, oh, you know, January 16th, like I said before, you say 1979. So you're remembering Yashka. It's from his birth, even though it's not from his birth, but it's officially from his birth, even though it isn't, historically. So he says, Pashit, get rid of the Matsever, or cover it up. No, none of this using secular dates. In the Maharam ben Chaviv and Get Pashit, he also warned us not to be mishtamish even in Igros Chol b'tarich ha-notzer, just the tarich l'briyas ha-olam, use the Jewish dates. Don't use the secular dates. He also brings the Shu'at Pri HaSadeh in the name of the Imre Yosher, who says not to write on the Metzeva just in Lashon HaKodesh, and Jewish dates. In the Yabia Omer and Chelik Gimel Yoredei Siman Tes, there he's mekel in writing secular dates in a secular letter, because it isn't really to the birth of Yashka, as the Tashbitz proves in the Sefer Keshes Umage, and so writes in the Sefer Kolbo and Avelus and Kuf Mem Zayin. And in the Shu'at Mor Yehoshua of Hagaon HaTzadik, Rav Yosha Freind, he also brings the Maharam Shik, who is Machmir, and he argues with him. He says, then you can't do business anymore. It's a little too much. How are you going to write an American check? When I write an Israeli check, I always use the Hebrew date, Bedafka. But when I write an American check, I use the American date. Some say it's better, don't write 2017, write 17. This way you get the idea, but you're not using their date officially. So that's using its stam in an igeres of chol, but in a cemetery we have to keep with our minhag and only use Jewish dates and only use Jewish letters. And therefore, concludes Chacham Ovadia, Lachen techazakni yedei chevra kadisha sheomedet al mishmar shelo lishanot mimesoret Yisrael midorei dorot v'hi ken Hashem imahem lechazek kol bedek ulagdil Torah la'adira b'birkat ha-Torah Ovadia Yosef. He doesn't write Harav, but Harav Ovadia Yosef Rishon Tzion Harav Harashi Yisrael. Nu, sweet friends, today was a good day. When you go to sleep tonight, you can say, today I learned two tshuvas from Rav Ovadia Yosef. So that's already a big schus. Not in the happiest topics, but you know, that's part of life in the meantime. So we should be zoche lomod ulamed lishmo velasos ulekayim. It's called Dibrei Samu Torah Suvi Ahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.